this is April 14th, 1996, and we're gathered for a meeting at the meeting room. Greetings, Commander.
This is Pagong. In light, I'm particularly pleased to see new and fresh faces sharing with us. We're not very remarkable, pretty dull compared to almost everywhere else in any, quote, program that you're going to stumble across. But know this is where it's at. And that's being proven every miserable day that you walk through. I want you to hold in your hearts what's going on and leading up to, again, one of the most evil celebrations of the Satanic Empire comes again annually on the 19th of April. I want you to take note of the major focus points in Montana lately. Does this mean they're going to take out the Just Us group in Montana? That depends on whether or not they can find something better and more impressive. And it's all related. It's all quite interrelated. And along those lines, I want to discuss other things because I don't want to make a big focus of April 19th. As far as I'm concerned, every day, the evil empire is at work. And they're no better or no worse on any given day. You just don't see what is being done. There are some extremely important points that you should be able to relate to. And since EJ has chosen to speak of his health here, I would point out that he is here. And therefore, what he thinks may not have done him any good has certainly gotten him back on his feet to the point that he's here. And he never had the severe symptoms that you would have even with a bout of flu. Everybody who doesn't feel perfect becomes really irritated when you get a little bit imperfect. Most of you would have a cold like he has 3 or 4 times a year. And you would fuss about it and you'd complain about it, and yet I find myself totally irritated with a whole bunch of you. You ask, what can I do? What can I do? And I tell you, and you don't do anything. There is one of those beautiful little frequency boxes at home. Dharma uses it faithfully. And I'm going to have a story to tell about that that's going to blow your socks off, Mr. Ecker. It's been there, and she only uses it like an hour a day. That leaves 23 hours that Mr. Ecker could use it. He's plugged it in once, and the batteries were dead. There's something I want Zita to get. Please. Somebody. It will come in Dharma's little note a little bit. And I don't want to backtrack enough to spoil the rest of the lecture today so that all of you are bored. But when you begin to have seizures like she did, and nobody seems to be terribly impressed, but the doctors who want her to have a brain tumor and all of you who are sure now that she's going to die of this brain tumor, anytime you have an intervention or a reversal that is rapid onset, whatever you counter that disease organism, and I don't care whether you're going to call it mutant cells, microbiological particles, toxins, whatever you have, that whatever process is taking place in that body that is abnormal to the human perfected cellular structure, when immediate intervention comes, you will have high spiking fever sometime. With the crystal life, if you have an ongoing process, in 58 minutes, you will have a crisis. And that may last well into an hour. Now, that is not by taking it orally. That is by taking it as an injectable, but not intravenously. That's how rapid a response can be. You can take monoatomic gold, which basically breaks down through the crystal life processes or the Gyandri-Anna-izing of simple elemental structures. The source, the structure of life. You are an electric body. There are things you have to have, and things that you get can develop different kinds of symptoms and circumstances regarding the body. So why do you always have to say, I'm dying of a brain tumor, when you very well might be having a response which is beginning to delete the very toxic substances that are killing you? Why can't you think of those things first and give yourself a prayer for life? Well, a lot of you who experience our program or our interchange here, just waiting to get off this place, you didn't really know what you were getting into, and you really are ticked off. And so most of you would just cop out because you know the transition is no longer unpleasant, nor the end result unpleasant. In fact, it's a great day, isn't it, when you can make that transition even temporarily. And that's what gets you into trouble. And it's what hangs ones up in their searching adventures to find the perfect thing that puts you in an altered state so you can experience this nirvana. Well, it isn't going to do you any good until you get right with God Creator. What are you going to do? And I speak of this in this morning's writing because I want you to listen very carefully to me. If you're going to fly a plane, granted, it's important to know how to get the plane off the ground. And it isn't even a problem if you have an automatic pilot to keep it in the air until you run out of fuel or for any reason the motor stops. Now, you're still okay. You're still okay. The only time after that you can get in trouble is when you land. And that landing can very well kill you, can't it? So how dare you consider that you can hop off onto another ecstasy trip and not even know what to do after you get there, much less how to land from it. Because as long as you're in a third dimensional place, especially in the mind, you will land and you will crash and burn. So let's take all of these things in reasonable steps. And you don't need to run off to any David Hudson or any Oregon volcanic ash field to get what you need. You don't really anymore have to go anywhere but to EJ's garage or Charles' truck. Let's stop buying in to everything that comes along that promises all of this, and I will get to it. The little frequency boxes may not appear to be very much, and they may not do very much, but parasites cannot live in the frequency. So after a little while of daily use, it may take 2 to 3 weeks of daily use, and these are not as effective or efficient to the extent that will be Bob James callers. But the facts are, this is sufficient. And the problem with gross overweight, for instance, is the 2 pounds of parasites that a typical normal body carries around with it all the time. Nowadays, these parasites carry their own bacteria and viruses. And they are now even called bacterial viruses. And they particularly are abundant in the fluke form and the cryptosporidium form. And a cryptosporidium larva can carry, I guess we'll call it larva, the egg cell, the egg bag, will be birth itself carrying the virus. And they're both so tiny, well, the larvae could be screened out if you had microscreens. But the viruses are so tiny, they pass through anything anyway. And this cell, this egg, protects this little virus until it can hatch in your body. Or you will pick up a progressively growing parasite. And once infecting microbes are introduced into any water supply, you're going to have these little varmints. And they're not tested for. And the typical methods of treatment of your water supplies don't get them anyway. So you've got double jeopardy before you even begin. Now these little boxes will, after a while, what it does is charge, I believe, negatively the cellular wall structures, the little creatures. In other words, what you will end up with is a repelling of one from the other. You will stop one thing that needs to be stopped, because in a normal, perfect state of blood flow, you're not going to have clumping blood cells, for instance. In a perfect DNA structuring process with monoatomic gold, which you can get in the Dreas, so don't sweat it until we get to that in a minute, too. You have a process now of applied frequency that will cause a negative charge to everything, and it just repels everything. So you do away with the clumping. If you have the proper DNA structuring, the blood will itself change its own characteristic DNA-wise to meet the need of macrophages, white blood cells, T cells, what blastocytes, I believe they're called. These various blood components can be translated out of red blood cells if you have the proper DNA structuring and frequency. And if you have Giardiana with the Dreas cells waiting to pick up whatever DNA structuring is lacking in your body, there's nothing about your body you can't regrow in perfection. But there's more to the little frequency boxes, and this is what I said would shock EJ. Every one of your houses have little spiders around in it. Some serious ones, some little guys that may nip you, but you itch a little bit and it goes away. Three nights ago, Dorma was bitten in bed, and it was a black widow. That's serious time. And it bit her on the arm, near the elbow. Really serious time. But she's been using her little electric box regularly. If you could get a person bitten by a rattlesnake, everything except the viper family of or the asp family, what do you call those things that puff up?
Cobras.
Cobras have a different kind of toxin. But spider bites, scorpion bites, rattlesnakes, most copperheads, coral snake, all of your comprehensive United States poison snakes. I think your cotton mouth and your Mojave green are probably amongst your worst enemies. If you could get someone hooked up to a frequency box instantly, the toxin becomes worthless. Just as a spider did. The arm swelled up, there was pain in the joints, and then itching, but no major side effects at all. No physical disability, just discomfort. Keep that in mind. I don't know what you're going to do out on a trail, but if I could recommend one thing that all of you have with you, it's one of those frequency boxes. After you've built up a regular usage of it, you won't have any trouble at all. But if, in fact, you could get someone hooked up immediately following a bite, it will render it useless as far as the venom. So you've got some wondrous, wondrous things. And the government doesn't want you to have them, because once it's out there, it'll start saving lives. Well, what are we talking about in saving lives? If we cannot improve the species, it's going to die off. Period. End of tale. So let's not continue to get our carts before our horses and have to push.
Can I ask a question about the frequency docks?
Yes.
Okay, up here close, so I don't need the site. What I'd like to know is, on the instructions that came with it, it said to use it for 21 days. After that, what's your recommendation?
A couple, three times a week.
Is that like a life generator?
I'm not going to get into that because Rife generator, yes and no, both are frequency boxes. So let's, on these tapes, I'm not going to get into these details. Ordinarily, I don't turn it off. I have to, I'm telling you, the problems that my people are having now because of what I share is unthinkable. And I am not going to do what some of these others are doing, and that is suck you in to something and then have the government come down on your heads. Those Rife boxes, Mr. Rife was murdered over his Priori, was murdered over his contribution in the Rife field. Priori had a far better machine than Mr. Rife ever thought of building and could do a whole body treatment. And I suppose so could Mr. Rife. But they don't really, really, they don't want you to have it. And if I start breaking down these into these little component parts, you see, others in this room can do that. I am considered a professor and a figment and all sorts of incredible things. You have to understand that right now Mr. Horn is also setting up and demanding a psychiatric evaluation of my scribe, Thorma. Well, ordinarily, we wouldn't be able to wait for that kind of an entertainment opportunity. But he's already absolutely having a spasm because he demands to know which one of us he's talking to in deposition. Well, it's serious out there. He's got the entire Green Brigade feeding him information, and there's not a one of you that will be spared. Not one. And you might think of it this way. A rabbit running from a fox is running for his life. The fox is simply running for his supper. So for a long time, you were the rabbit. Now they are the rabbit. And they are running for their very existence. When you sit in that deposition, it is Antichrist against Anti-Satan. You see, it isn't a little confrontation over the fact that some idiot did not have a sale in 1988. This is a confrontation between the Christ energy and Satan energy. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter from one day to the next who you think is winning or losing. It's all in the game. And any of you that play good chess or good bridge can appreciate the level of intelligence being brought into play here. They, working with their lies, shrewdness, cunning, cutting, setups, and us hanging in there just with truth, it seems unfair, doesn't it? They don't have a prayer. And it doesn't matter a whit whether they win in the court or they don't. Because it's not over an issue of a piece of property. And as long as you can hold that in your hearts, we can make it through here. The minute you lose sight of what it's all about, there's a day we may as well give it up here and go try it somewhere else. There is no reason you can't have the very best of all there is of both dimensional experiences right here as we move forward. We've got to provide service to a remnant. As you will see from the writing this morning, your species is being down-coded. Right now, today, they can make a yeast organism out of you. Reproduce you into a yeast organism. and I get angry correspondence. Why do you harp on these things and not tell us all about this new yeast stuff and this and this and this and this, and not any of you understand it if I do, which I did today. And let's just see how much all of you get out of it. Regardless of what we may represent, you are visitors here. You're not a member of anything else here. Not ever here. You're here, I hope, because you feel friendly toward me. But I'm going to do this regardless. And all are welcome. We don't hide anything. And this incredible hiding, and this is something Dr. Hudson will also tell you. Well, he's actually not a doctor, but I refer to him as that. Anyone who has earned the qualifications of his subject deserves to be called doctor. It means something different to me than it does to you. So he's gotten down here somewhere, and he's beginning to recognize the importance of his contribution. But we have to beware. When we begin to think we are the fulfillment of a prophecy of some kind that Nostradamus may have made, we begin to get very floppy knees. And I am the fulfillment of this great prophecy. Well, anyone can take the prophecy and read it, and it will fit you. So let's not go jump off cliffs and smash on landing, please. Let's take these things one step at a time. We must protect ourselves and our people, because you have a great distance to travel. And you can get some of these same results out of mad cow wheat smut. So let's not dive off the deep end. I think it's important that you know what a serious, serious predicament your world is in. So much of that smut has been introduced into the seed wheat grains as to, within a few generations of reproduction, your land's going to be poisoned. And it takes 7 years to clean it up. And all of those crops have to be burned just to clean the earth. And it's coming in now from Canada. It's coming in from Mexico, and now you're stirring up your seed crops. And how do I know this? Well, just one batch of spelt that came in from the border. It can come in as seed from Canada. It may not come in as usable product. So fine seed have been purchased for right here. And spelt is not susceptible to the smut. You're going to learn to appreciate spelt more than you ever dreamt. And I would go on record, none of you had ever even heard the term, including Dorma, until the morning we sat down and I told her we're going to write about Sadducum's Triticum. Oh, fine, sir. Would you spell that? Well, spell it S-P-E-L-T-A. Nuts? I don't think so. There's no reason every one of you aren't communicating, and one many, many things about the Hudson material I want all of you to be aware of. Talks about the tones. She's simply a radio receiver and can translate it. And when you try to get deeper into it than that, you go off into Wackyville. So, EJ, maybe you would share this morning's writing so we have something to elaborate on.
Sunday, April 14th, 1996. On any Sunday, I would wish that on every Sunday the preachers would stand up and recite from Corinthians 1, 10 to 13.
Actually, it's 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Maybe you want to make a mark of that.
All right. Quote, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. How many have you betrayed simply by listening to and passing on gossip, that which you have no knowledge, and anger, revenge, false testimony, for which you have no facts, or only a few facts? Check your list and see where you fit. Why do I begin this day with this message? Because my scribe wants to have this cup passed from her. Well, Sheila, so too does Zita want hers gone, and Wally wants his gone, and most certainly John wants his gone, and on, right through the entire list of people that you can think of, Dorma says. But with me it's different. Isn't everyone's cup of problems unique and individual? If you just work on the ones that are in sameness, you still have plenty of problems to pass around. Sometimes the only way of solving the problems is to unite and brainstorm. But when Dorma did this in the Phoenix Institute board meetings, she finds the very board members now betray her to the world and her worst enemies, and build case after case against her because she works with me. But this is not the reason she believes she can again suggest less writing and speaking. It is because of David Hudson and the recent interest being stirred around within our own little group. More people are diving off into Hudson's games than pay attention to my own. I find it amusing, for I brought Hudson to you. Where have you been? This does not mean that I do not approve of Hudson's work. I just find it interesting that you have more, and in a perfected way, of use for whole health. What you have is, what you want is to express the ecstasy without working for it. What Hudson is speaking of lately is not particularly monatomic gold, but rather iridium, rhodium, ruthenium, palladium, platinum, etc. Well, these are the same things offered in Oxysol and are already in their monatomic form. You simply want to fly before you crawl. We need people with both feet on the ground and not a bunch of scatterbrained lolly loophole land airheads. What gets the most attention to Hudson's recent revelations? Oh yes, the sexual aspects of satisfaction without the having to be gracious or giving to another person. A sort of do-it-yourself tension stress reliever. Get your mind in the right focus and you can accomplish the same thing. Hudson understands his role very well, and there is great healing in his offerings. Just be sure you don't perpetuate the wrong intentions in your lust for lust fulfillment. God always has a hooker on the line, which is duly noted by the evil empire. Where is Hudson's products most used? In the homosexual community of the garment industries, in the circles of deviant behaviors and child abusers, in the hairdresser products companies, and generally where there is a full-fledged effort to maintain deviant behavior as a lifestyle. If you don't get the diseases of the game, then why stop the game, is a hue and cry. We have the perfect product for offering the same thing in its natural form, if some of you would just do your job and get it tested, worked, and available. Why do you wait always for us to prepare it into your bottled applicators? Well, when scientists get focused on that which is available, perhaps we can have some assistance. You do not have to go anywhere to gain what we have been offering you for years. Why don't I just manifest like Baba? Why don't you just manifest like Baba? You want ash with all of the alchemist's attributes? You don't even have to manifest it to get it. You have it. But you don't want the responsibility of having to live in such a manner as to be near perfection in relationship to God. I am not going to present it on silver platters, because then you have a following which is called a cult and which endangers the very lives of ones who must be protected. We want truth within God, and not some frolicking idiots dancing in their tutus.
Never mind the tutu bit, but some of you will not have any idea what I'm talking about, but on the Hudson tapes, he speaks of, he's pulling in 70,000, wasn't it, a day?
$1,000?
A day from the Jay-Z Night Group. Did anybody hear what I just said?
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to avoid. The Jay-Z Night Group. Norma doesn't have a group. I don't have a group. And I don't want it ever again to be said to me that we have followers. We have a cult. I suppose if you guys go and you buy some memberships, is he going to then be able to say, oh, well, you got that from Eckers' group? When you people stop this, so much is going to be given unto you. When you understand what it is you're doing, you trap yourselves into the foolishness, and then it's lost. And I fear that's what's going to happen through the Jay-Z Night Group. They have a very, very opulent place. They have thoroughbred racing stables. Rumpha is a 64,000-year-old barbarian. Does that sound like God come down to bring innocence and virginic understanding into a people? And never mind virgin, that makes me ill. When are you going to start listening and thinking? It requires thought and processing to come into knowing. You're not going to find a magic pill that does it for you. It might very well give you a lot of altered state experience. And I'm not going to sit here in this particular form and tell you that Ramtha isn't one of the finest alien space cadets around. Each being has a different purpose, a different thrust, a different reason and purpose for experience. And I'll tell you something a little bit more close to home. Years ago, before Al Overholt came to this place, he was being run on a treadmill of destruction because the person that was doing readings to him listened to anything that came along, gave him some special people, and one of the very special people that was specifically aligned with Al was Sehar. Z-E-H-A-R is Satan. Oh, well, it wasn't Zehar, it was Sehar. Do you get the trick? Make it sound different. Make it sound the same. And you don't have any background, no ability to translate terms. You don't even learn, if you're in an English school speaking only English, you don't even learn English. Much less how to translate from Arabic or Aramaic or Sanskrit. You don't know anything except what you're told. Sehar was simply another name for Satan in that language. Now, Sehar's having a great old time with Al. And they were going to have him moving here and moving there. And on one weekend, Ramtha came to me, Hatan, and said, brother, I can't reach through to him, and we're going to lose him. He's not listening. And they're going to move him up in the shadow of Mount Rainier. And when it goes, so will he. Will you speak with him? So I asked hearing, and Al came. And one of the most important messages Al ever got was, you should beware As you look over the landscape, there will be the golden fields, the golden spaces, and the mighty trees. So Al came to this place, and I visited with him, and I said, before we go further, I want you, please, to walk to the top of the hill behind this dwelling, and I want you to look around you. And I'm sure at break, Al would be very happy to tell you what he saw. Stop playing these games with your soul. Don't play these games with your soul. You get your story. And truth will never deviate. The concept of rightness will never, never, never deviate, and it will never be based upon a human, physical man who sheds blood for you. Forget that junk. That Christed being was crucified not for you, because of you. And until you know the difference, you're like babes in the woods, reaching and searching for the sensual things that bring some kind of an experience to this physical, sensing, electric body. And if you get trapped in that perception, there is nowhere you can go, because you cannot get out of that trap. And whether you believe incarnation or reincarnation or more reincarnation or cycles or wheels or death at the end of your journey, it doesn't matter of which. It makes no difference what you believe. Truth stands, and it stands into infinity. And what you believe is what you are. And it doesn't matter of which, what else happens. It will be as it will be, regardless of your opinion about it. I will be what I will be, regardless of what you think about it. What you think about me is none of my business. We're going to learn to separate the spiritual aspect of yourself from that physical, sensing, electric body, so that you can relate once again, finally, to all that is, which is God light. Light. L-I-G-H-T. It is not L-I-T-E, beer. It is the total frequency of all things. All tones, all colors, all things. And there are myriads of experiences to get into this state of being within the light. And that's what you're all searching for. But you search in all the wrong places and all the wrong faces. You go about it haphazardly. And it's fun for a minute. So I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying experience, but get some brain power with it. Oh, go. Well, let's see. I wanted to speak of JZ9. That was 2.5 hours ago. So just go on, EJ.
I'll repeat that last sentence. It's one I like. We want truth within God and not some frolicking idiots dancing in their tutus. To heal self in order to simply reinfect self with disease is hardly my idea of proper attitudes. Do not think that I am putting down David Hudson, for I am not. He has a responsibility to God, and he recognizes that aspect of himself. He knows even more than he tells. And he knows that these very metallic products are exactly the substance of true extraterrestrial flight craft. He also realizes that, properly expressed, you shall have the freedom of interdimensional explorations without space vehicles, save for your own. Life is not out there somewhere. It is right wherever you think you are. I am a rather pragmatic and practical teacher, students, and my job is to instill some sort of balanced knowledge and responsibility within your eternal soul minds. I have no intention of teaching you to simply further lock selves into the physical non-reality of dreamland. I am in full recognition of the substance of life, monatomic gold. But realize something, brothers. The thrust of the group you seek is from the iridium, rhodium products in the natural form of earth samplings. You are not getting refined monatomic gold. If you convert these substances by driyas, you have more than the same thing as you convert to frequency, while not even a scientist can recognize anything in the end product. You can watch it being added, and later nothing shows. That is natural conversion. Alchemy. Just be careful that you don't utilize another's output to the extent we cannot accomplish our own very different needs.
Now, let me interrupt again. You see, we don't need to flame off Gyandriana, nor did we need ever to flame off the Khandrianas. But to establish what you may have, you're going to need to flame off these different elements from a pile of sand or dirt or whatever we're going to be using.